Moncrief on News Talk.
There's been a bit of a stink in the US about the axing of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Colbert isn't being sacked. The show itself, previously hosted by David Letterman, will be gone from next year. And while some speculate that Trump had something to do with it, is this more of a sign of a profound change in terrestrial television? Tech correspondent for the Irish Independent, Adrian Wechler, thinks it is. Afternoon, Adrian.
Afternoon, Sean.
I'm actually surprised they didn't axe it. Not this show particularly, but those late night shows, extremely expensive to make, with audiences diminishing.
Incredibly so. Now, you're in the business, so you would have a sense of what the economics and the finances of it are. But for those who don't and who see these big, lavishly produced shows, Stephen Colbert, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, is the number one late night talk show in the US. Most people this side of the Atlantic would see clips on YouTube the next day or if there was a particularly interesting guest. But it costs an absolute fortune to run, and that show in particular. So compared to, for example, Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon, compared to those shows, the Late Show with Colbert is filmed in a midtown Manhattan theater with hundreds of people in the audience. There's well over 200 people attached just to that show alone. It's a flagship thing. Colbert himself gets about $15 million a year. And that's all fine in an era when late night talk shows, like in the Letterman era or Jay Leno, or before that, what was the guy before Leno? The guy they used to do all the Carson.
Johnny Carson.
Yes. Thank you, Sean. That was the heyday of not just late night TV but television. Mm. These were flagship anchor shows on by which a network, maybe as well as its news output, but a network was judged. The economics don't stand up anymore. The audiences aren't there. So Colbert, in 2018, 2019, it would have been getting regular audiences twice what it's getting now. And the economics are the same. In ad revenue, it was getting $120 million in 2018, 2019. And that fell to 70 million last year. So people just aren't watching telly anymore at night.
Yeah. And also, I would imagine a factor here is that in, say, the Letterman, Jay Leno era, you tune into those shows to see what big stars they have on, but they don't need to go on those shows anymore because they have their own YouTube channel or they have an Instagram account.
Or they go on Joe Rogan, Sean, you know, or they, no, and I'm dead serious about that. Yeah. You're seeing that with senior political figures now. So in a dead giveaway is the election, the last US election cycle, you had Kamala Harris and Trump put as much or more energy into the hit video podcasts like Joe Rogan and others as they did into network TV shows, because that's where the reach is now. That's where the reach is. That's what people are doing. You know, on a Friday night in Ireland, more people are probably now looking at their phone and looking at YouTube clips than they are watching The Late Late Show. Unfortunately, that's just the way it's gone.
Yeah. And the figures are similar for The Late Late Show in terms of a decline over the last decade or so.
They are. So if you look at 10 years ago, The Late Late Show would have averaged about 850,000 of an audience on a Friday night. This was in Tuberty's era. The latest figures we have show something of around 370,000, 400,000. So it's less than half. Now, what RT will say about that is that, yes, that's the linear live TV, someone watching on their couch with the TV set in the corner. But they say that there is a separate additional audience, they will say, on the RT player streaming. And they will also say that there, you know, some people will watch it back or in clips. But it really isn't the same. This is just an industry-wide thing. Anyone listening to this show, if they examine their own conscience, they probably will admit to themselves that, of a normal, Friday evening, they're as likely to be watching a Netflix show or something on YouTube as they are watching whatever's on RT, BBC, Channel 4, Virgin Media. And that's just the way society has gone, you know?
Mm-hmm. And what's interesting, because we were just talking before the break, we were talking to Jennifer Horgan, and she was talking about the fact that she's no interest in sport. And she finds that a bit odd because it's such a people congeal around the idea of sport. And back in the day, like when The Late Late was at its height, there was a lot of show when something scandalous would happen on Glen Rowe, that brought people together. That people would talk about that the next day,
they
but
talk
that's
about
gone.
It. Yeah, I mean, the Americans call this the water cooler moment, don't they? And we don't have that anymore. I mean, last week, for example, we did have a water cooler moment. It was your man getting caught at the Coldplay concert, right? But that wasn't on network TV. I can't think, with the exception of sport, I can't think of a single water cooler moment that we've had from live network TV in the last 5 years. Certainly not in Ireland. So, you know, that and like, because 2 minutes ago you started out by saying, well, is this the Colbert-ish getting cancelled? You know, is something nefarious going on? Is there conspiracy? And it's a very seductive argument, just because, just so your listeners know, a couple of days before his show, the announcement came that it was going to be cancelled, he had made this really stinging criticism of his own network having settled with Donald Trump for $16 million over a network news show called 60 Minutes, which was a fairly baseless defamatory suit, but Paramount settled it anyway. Paramount, which owns CBS, which is Colbert's network, settled it anyway, probably just to toady up to Trump, right? And so when the announcement came through then, after Colbert did his routine, that, you know, the Colbert show was going to be cancelled, everybody on one side of the political spectrum went, aha, another, you know, corporate corruption episode where they're just trying to suck up to Trump. But the problem with that is Colbert has been cancelled, but he hasn't been fired. He's going to be on air for another year. And then they're discontinuing the entire notion of a late night talk show format, you know? So it's not that they're ganging up on him, really, when you look at the evidence. They're actually moving away from that entire format.
Yeah, which has been on the air for 50, 60 years, something like that. So,
I remember seeing the opening night in 1993. There was a huge change in 1993. Letterman went to CBS from NBC because he was annoyed that Jay Leno got the NBC gig after Johnny Carson. And I think it was Conan O'Brien was the late night replacement for Letterman. And then Chevy Chase, everybody forgets, was the ABC equivalent, lasted only about 2 months. But those were the heydays of late night TV show talk, and it doesn't work anymore. Like fewer and fewer people are watching.
Can terrestrial television survive at all, do you think? They can still do drama. I mean, apart from sports, they can still do dramas.
Yeah, they can. And look, you know, anyone who pays for, you know, Sky Atlantic or whatever, you get your Game of Thrones, you get your Succession, you get shows like that, and they are still widely watched, you know, pieces of program. There is enough attention and audience there for network TV to survive, and sport, as long as, you know, network TV can afford to pay for the rights for sport. And that's a different question, because now Netflix and Apple TV Plus and Amazon Prime Video, they're all moving into that space now. Like in the UK, for example, Amazon Prime Video has the rights to Premier League football around Christmas time. So that's maybe a sign of where, you know, where the power resides, because the big tech companies obviously have way more money than the likes of Sky or RT or BBC. But there is something sad, I suppose, about the fact that we don't have that communal mass sort of TV experience anymore. Maybe we still have it a little bit with something like the Late Late Toy Show. Maybe that's the last
of,
you know, vestige of it. Or maybe some sporting occasion. If an Irish athlete or an Irish team gets into the very final stage of something, there maybe is a communal moment that we all have there.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, we're all now going into our foxholes with our own realities, our own truths, and our own entertainment, you know?
Adrian, I'm going to wrap you up before you start talking about the future of radio and I start weeping on air. Thanks a million. That was Adrian Weckler there, tech correspondent for the Irish Times.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.